Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining us, we have our usual Mouse Chatters, Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. And before you say hi.
Hello.
And we also have Pixie Paul joining us. Welcome, hello. Everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 On this week's show, we're going to be talking about the Disney Dream. And Paul and Steve and I were all on the same ship, same sailing. And we're going to tell you our experience and let you know what was good and what was bad. You know, the usual. We tell you how we feel about everything, whether it's good or bad. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But before we get into the dream, we have just a little bit of Disney news. Lauren, do you want to go with that?
Sure. There's actually two new promotions that just came out this week. One is a room only, where you can save up to 35% off of rooms at Walt Disney World. The dates for travel are for most stays January 2nd to the 17th and January 21st to March 7th. And the range is anywhere from 15% to 35% off. Booking window is October 10th through the end of the year, December 31st. And then there is a second offer, which is the Disney Stay, Play, Dine, and Save offer. Basically same travel dates, January 2nd to March 7th, must be booked by October 31st. And this one seems to be, if you have tickets, resort, and dining, it seems you seem to be getting a group discount off of the package. It's not just like free dining or anything like that. It's just a discount off the package. I'm not really sure about the exact, I don't know that anybody's really sure about exactly how that's working, but it does seem to be saving people some significant amount of money. So
that's it. I've heard some crazy numbers on what people are saving on that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I saved somebody like $2,500 yesterday when I switched their reservation.
What was their original total?
It was $9,800.
Right. And that is a big difference.
And Lauren, this is the package you thought was going to come out instead of free dining.
Yeah. And I just want it known that I totally knew that free dining.
How did you know? How did you know? I mean, years. They've done free dining in January for like, what, 7 years in a row? How did you know, Lauren?
And you know what I want to point out? I was with Lauren. I was with her.
Huh. I'm psychic. I'm telling you, I don't know why, but I had this really strong feeling that we were not getting free dining for January.
You know, we can all blame Lauren.
Yeah.
It's my...
I'm gonna start calling her Madam Cleo.
I think from here, we're going to go to the Disney Dream. And Paul?
Yes.
What'd you think of the Dream?
Actually, it was a great ship. It's a very big ship.
Very big.
We were on there for 3 nights, and I will tell you, it is not enough to explore that entire ship.
Are you an avid cruiser?
It is my second cruise. It is my first Disney cruise.
Okay.
My first cruise was a 9-night cruise on another cruise line.
On which
and
line?
The 9 nights, someone said it for a first cruising, it was a really long cruise, but you had plenty of time to explore the ship because we had like 4 days at sea. Yeah. This cruise is so short, you didn't get to experience the whole ship.
Going from a 9 to a 3, yeah, that's tough.
And it's like 2.5 days by the time you get on the ship. And
then, right.
Yeah, it was super packed, and you're at a port each of those 2 days. So.
Yeah. And of course, the 2 port days we went to Nassau, the cruise departed on a Thursday. Of course, you leave sometime after 4 o'clock. We went to Nassau on Friday and Castaway Key on Saturday. If I had my choice, I'd probably not go into Nassau and do what you two did and stay on the ship.
Yeah, we stayed
just
on
to explore more.
For Nassau, we didn't see any reason to get off. And we thought that would be a good time to get to go on the aqueduct and go swimming and be on the ship when it was less crowded. But I was very surprised by how many people stayed on. We also stayed on for Castaway Key. Our plan was to stay on until, I don't know, maybe 2, and then go out onto Castaway Cay. And the aqueduct, we actually waited probably 30 minutes when we were at Nassau. But then when we went to, probably over 30 minutes. And then when we were docked at Castaway Cay, it was walk-on. You could walk all the way up. You might have had, we did it probably 4 times, but you might have had a couple people in front of you. But this ship was so much less crowded when we were at Castaway Cay. And that's Disney's private island.
Yeah, and we've been on Castaway Cay before. And then I took Amber out for a little while to look for shells and stuff. So we looked around and played on the beach.
Yeah. So, and I got to stay back and take a nap with Brooke.
Yeah, but I think 3 days is way too short.
It's so short. But what were some of the highlights for you, Paul?
I had them all written down since it was actually that short. One is the entertainment was very good. I did not get to see the first night's show, which was the Golden Mickeys. But I did go to Villains Today and Believe, and Believe was actually a really good production. It's basically where a father learns to believe in magic, and they bring in all the characters from different movies, and it's a very, very good show. I especially liked the Tinkerbell, who actually is a little green light that flew around the whole auditorium. That is very cool. I did the restaurants were very, very good. You have Animator's Palette, Enchanted Garden, and the Royal Palace had very, very good food at each one of those. The wait staff, our waiter was very good. He had a, and I don't know, is he an assistant waiter or he's the drink waiter? You know, he had a little bit of difficulty trying to pick out what he thought would be the best drink to go with the entrees, but they both did a very good job. And then I actually did a couple of the, and Lauren, I thought of you when we did this. I actually went to the tastings that they had in the evening. So for $20, this is a really good deal, by the way, you could do a whiskey tasting, a cognac tasting, a margarita tasting, a wine tasting, or a beer tasting each of the days. And these were like at 10 o'clock at night. Some of them were 4 in the afternoon. And their staff was very, very knowledgeable about how all of these were made and stored and what the differences were. And you got to try a handful of samples. Those were cool.
I have a question. Does that mean that my reputation precedes me?
Absolutely.
He's a listener.
In Lauren's defense, I have spent many days with Lauren where she has only had it like one bottle of
where
wine.
She just has the shake. See, she just has the shakes all day.
Well, wait, it's 5
she
o'clock.
Does not.
Come on, Chris.
Stop it. Well, no, Lauren is a wonderful person.
Well, no, what surprised me was Disney actually lets you bring on your own alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is very
That's
unusual.
Unheard of.
Yeah. I've never heard that before. But no, they had it was just a very interesting experience. So I got to spend time. I spent on the last night, which I guess was Saturday night. I went to a handful of the different nightclubs that they had. They had hors d'oeuvres available most of the night. Went to many of the different clubs. Really liked the Meridian Club, which is in the back of the ship. And it's a really nice, quiet, if you like a nice, quiet area. It's very, very nice. The one club that I was disappointed in, it's called Pink. It's like a champagne bar, and what I didn't like about it was the staff. The staff just they didn't fit the ambiance of that bar. Oh, and then Skyline was very cool. If you've never gone to Skyline, it's a it changes scenery every like 15 minutes between 5 cities. And if you look at the window, what are supposed to be windows, you can see airplanes flying by, you can see cars moving in the background, lights turning off and on in the city, and yeah, it's a very cool.
Okay. Now Pink, it's definitely a more quiet bar. From what I remember, I didn't go on when we were on the Dream, but I did go on in there for the Fantasy. It's a lot more relaxed.
They have their own champagne.
Yeah, it's not as rowdy.
It reminds me of a champagne bar, or a champagne. I don't know what
it is. Champagne bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a champagne bar, and then
it's just classier. It's got a classier feel to it.
Yeah.
And so I can totally understand that if the staff didn't fit, that's going to ruin it.
Yeah, they like the their costumes that they had on didn't fit the environment. Like our waitress, she had this large janitor's keychain ring on her side, and it just didn't fit with the atmosphere. So
nice.
Yeah, and going back to the tastings, I didn't do the tastings on this one, but I did do the beer tasting on one of the other Disney cruises, and that was definitely worth it.
So, and they let us smell the what was it, $25,000 bottle of cognac.
Wow, how did that smell?
Very, very nice. They wouldn't let us taste it because it was about $1,500 a shot, I think.
Wow.
So
that might intimidate me.
It should. Wow. Don't get sick after that one.
No.
Oh, you want to keep that one down. Well, Paul, I never realized that you were such a foodie. Coincidentally, we sat down to dinner, and lo and behold, who's next to us at the next table? Paul. I'm like, oh, well, hi there. So, but you are definitely a foodie.
I love food. I like the variety. I like how they make it. And that's the one thing I love about a Disney vacation overall, whether it's on the cruise ships or Walt Disney World, is experiencing it through the food. That's actually one of the reasons why I love Epcot, because all the variety of food. So the one thing I will say, I said earlier, I wasn't impressed with Nassau for the second time, but Castaway Cay is actually a very, very cool island getaway. Disney does a very good job with it. I went over to Serenity Bay and hung out there all day. And they give you actually, everyone gets two chairs. You get a chair to lay on and sleep on, and you get a chair to take down to the water's edge and sort of sit at the edge of the ocean and splash around in. So
Serenity Bay, for those listeners who might not know, is the adult only side of the beach, right?
Castaway Correct. Cay. It is. Yeah. And basically what happens is you get a tram that takes you to the family and teen and family section, and then you get on another tram and go to the far side. They've got lunch over there. They've got a bar where they actually have waiters running up and down the beach. It is a very long beach, so if you're expecting waiters to bring you drinks, I think I was there 5 hours, and they showed up once or twice, just because they're walking back and forth all day long. So, it's a really, it's beautiful, clear water. The sand is very nice. And actually, I got to talk to a couple cast members who were actually on that side of the beach just hanging out. So,
what about, I guess my only other question is, did you find that a lot of people, I guess, overpack or for cruises are you an underpack or overpacker, or you think you got it down pretty good?
I'm an overpacker. But part of the issue was I was gone for 9 days, because I left on Saturday, went to Disney for 6, and then went on the cruise. You have to remember that one is, if you're taking an airline, if you don't stay under the 50 pounds, you're going to pay more for your luggage. So you need to base that on your trip size and how you're going to do that. The other thing is, on a cruise ship, it is not uncommon to change clothes during the day 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So now keep in mind, you may be able to wear some things several times, but you're going to wear a nice outfit, at least a collared shirt, probably for dinner. Depending on what you're going to do in the evening, you may have a different outfit for that, and you're going to have an outfit for whatever you wear during the day. And then if you're going to go to the beach, if you're going to work out or whatever that, so you just got to, it's not one of those things where you put on your clothes for the day and you're done. You end up changing clothes several times.
For, any other pointers or tips you would give to people, cruising or thinking about a Disney cruise?
I would tell you, for even for adults, people would say, if you don't have kids, why would you go on a Disney cruise? Disney provides enough stuff for everyone to do that I think comparing Disney with other cruises, I could go on there with just two adults and have a wonderful time. There's plenty of entertainment. Even the entertainment that's family oriented is wonderful for adults, and they would enjoy it greatly. And I think the advantage of cruising is you get a lot of bang for your buck, really. I mean, you're getting at least three meals a day. You're getting entertainment. You're getting wonderful lodging. They come in and will change your room around for you at least three times during the day. I was actually impressed. I stayed in the Deluxe Family Ocean View Stateroom with veranda. Loved the veranda, and the room size was actually very good for two or three people. I think if you get four adults in there, it would probably start to get crowded, or four kids, but it's not that bad. It's something that I think everyone will enjoy.
Excellent.
I think the size of the staterooms when you're on a cruise, someone commented that it was smaller than a value resort, and my initial reaction is, well, of course it is. You're not meant to spend a lot of time in your stateroom. It's where you sleep and where you get ready, and then you go off and you have fun. So do expect small accommodations. And you were actually in a family stateroom?
Yes.
So that's huge.
I was in the Deluxe Ocean View stateroom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said family. Okay.
I may have. But I was in the Deluxe Ocean View stateroom.
Okay.
And it was very nice.
Yes, those are nice. The family size ones, those are just fabulous. Love those. We actually stayed in a corner room. We were at the very front of the ship, and I don't think I'll travel any other way. There were four of us. It's a Category 9D. And it's an ocean view room. You don't really get an ocean view. I mean, there is a window, but it's not something that you can really go look out. It's off in the corner, but that didn't bother me. The space was fabulous. So anytime I cruise on the Dream or the Fantasy, it will be in one of those corner staterooms.
Well, and you know, the beauty of these staterooms is, while they are smaller than, you know, even a value room, I think Disney especially makes excellent use of all of the space, you know, so it almost feels larger than it actually is. I mean, it's very, you know, well laid out. So the way, you know, you store your luggage and, you know, where you put things is, you know, so you're not, you know, you never feel like you're tripping over things. At least I never felt that way. And then, you know, the one of the nicest features, I think, in their staterooms that I know other cruise lines have now started to copy, which is great for families especially, is the split bath. You know, having that
Those
separate,
nice.
You know, bathroom and then, you know, separate shower area so that, you know, two people can get ready at a time is excellent, yeah. So just another feature, you know.
Oh, we had talked about Disney's alcohol policy, and I wanted to comment that, yeah, you can bring alcohol on board. They say that you need to bring it with a carry-on in your carry-on luggage. But oddly enough, if you go to, say, the Bahamas or, you know, any of their ports of call where you can get alcohol, whether it's duty-free or not, that you're not allowed to consume on the ship. So it's only your initial boarding. So you can't go get a bottle of rum or anything like that and expect to be able to consume it on board. They will put that into storage, and then you'll pick it up with the rest of your luggage when you're done.
Well, and that's true with the duty-free that you buy on there. I think they hold it until the last day or something and give it to you that night or something.
Yeah, the only alcohol that you're allowed to consume that's not Disney's is whatever you may bring on board initially. That's that. All right. I think that's going to wrap up this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. We'd also like to thank Paul for coming on and talking with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can do another cruise sometime soon. Real soon.
Absolutely.
And if you have any questions or comments, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. You can download our shows at iTunes.com, or you can go to mousechat.net and get them there. Please join us here again next time on Mouse Chat.